Yes, our report raised a number of issues. The concern is about 60% of the constituencies where observers have reported the lack of freedom of expression. This was prominent in constituencies like Mashonaland Central, Mashonaland East, Mashonaland West, and Matabeleland South. And when you look also at the recent findings by different opinion surveys, actually also realize that our findings are in agreement with this, where citizens are not able to express their opinions freely. We also noted that in 53% of the constituencies, citizens are not able to wear the regalia of their party because they feel that they can also be victimized. We noted that there was discrimination based on which political party one supports. It remains rife in various constituencies. Access to particular services such as loans for women and youth have been more accessible for one supports a political party.
Would you see people going out to vote under these circumstances?
We are scared of and concerned about likelihood of an apathy. But the only way to reverse it, I think, is for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to embark on a public awareness, voter education, and also assisted and complemented by NGOs, the churches, and any other organization to campaign for peace. As for Zesni, we've already chosen our theme, which is Voting Peace VIP. Every Zimbabwean wants to be a VIP. The only way we can show that we are VIPs, I think, is to vote peacefully, to exercise also issues of tolerance and that of coexistence.